This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Ruby Frank and Jody Hildebrandt, we just learned that, there's not going to be a bail hearing until October, so they are staying behind bars. But this case just continues to get stranger and stranger of what we know about them. What do you think was their motivation in any of this? Was it money? Was it control? Was it delusions of the religious beliefs that they held? What we saw with Lori Vallow Daybell, to get to the point where you have a child that's duct tape and emaciated and escaping your home to knock on the neighbor's door?
I don't know. This is really interesting. I'll give you, again, Robin's strange impressions I get when I start seeing things for the first time and a little bit deeper here. So I was listening to the videos of the sisters.
Yeah.
And what really first struck me was, what's the behavior arc of that family? Like where, who created these kids, you know, these sisters, that vlogging is their thing?
Yeah.
And the next thing that struck me was, you know, it was like the, I can't remember which sister, it wasn't Bonnie, it was the other one that was speaking. And they're talking about, she's got hundreds of thousands of followers on YouTube, mm-hmm. on her YouTube channel. This to me, at least from the data points and optics that I'm getting right now, it screams of the disease of a cult of more and the disease of comparison between sisters.
Yeah.
And this sister just, you know, Ruby just went above and beyond because she wasn't getting the attention that she thought she deserved. She wanted more views. And so she had to get even more sensational to do those things. Again, who knows? Because I don't have all the data and optics. But when I saw Bonnie speaking on video, that just, I was like, boy, that's a really strange video. Like, literally, my notes in front of me says, what a strange video.
Yeah.
Especially for someone who apparently has such a huge following. Why is that so strange? It's so rehearsed. It's so edited. It's like, why are you even saying this? And then the other one was talking about, and I was watching True Crime, you know, doing, you know, kind of the backstory on the number of vloggers and followers they have. I was like, wow, this is a family. Yeah. A whole family that's got an issue with comparison and the cult of more.
Yes, that is kind of, I didn't know how to describe it, but you just did it wonderfully. the fact that there are all these sisters all vlogging at the same time. Now, you know, vlogging, mommy blogging, that sort of thing, fairly common today. But it's not, I can't say I've ever seen it where like every sister in a family who are adults over the age of 30-something all doing that as a form of income. I found that kind of odd. I mean, more power to you if you're able to pull it off. It's not an easy gig. But if they're all able to do that, great. But yes, but what drove them to that? What sort of tendency made them all feel that this is the way to go, that the reception that they get from others, the feedback that they get in their own chamber, that this is what, you know, this is what I want to do with my life? It was rather interesting, but yeah, I think it does speak to the bigger picture of what is the atmosphere in this family of this one-upmanship and how far one needs to go, and then how far does that go? Is there ever brakes to put on, or do they just keep going till somebody crashes, almost like the Daybells?
No, I don't think there is until you get the crash. And a common question I love to ask when I'm speaking and doing talks and training is, ask yourself of yourself and those around you and those you follow and observe, are they informers? In other words, you're putting out information that benefits others, or are you a me former? I'm putting out information all about me under the rationalization that is benefiting you. And this is a family of me formers. And we go back to our earlier comments of healthy behavior. Is being a me former a healthy behavior or unhealthy by comparison? You know, being of service to others, and like we were saying, is like, what's the point of a lot of true crime? Is there being of service to the communities, to individuals? You know, one of the reasons why the stats on true crime are so high is because people want to feel safe. Yeah. And by understanding the motives, understanding the personalities, understanding the behaviors of people that are doing heinous things to other human beings, it helps us feel a little bit safer that we can recognize it and stay away from it, stay clear from it, but also understands, you know, some challenges in life. And it is, it's an attraction for those reasons, as you know, the science shows from the research. But in these cases, these people are me-formers, and it's extremely unhealthy.
What I also find interesting and sad about the whole thing is there were a lot of people for a long time that felt that Ruby was off, that things were not going well, including her sister saying that, you know, they got cut out and Ruby was kind of doing her own thing. And, you know, you're a sibling, but you're adults. You only have so much access if somebody doesn't want you in their life. So I'm not blaming them for anything, but it does show a lot of red flags that have been up around Ruby where there were people saying things, even her own kids were saying things, and still it took her to go this far off the rails and a child escaping her custody to be able to do anything about her. That's just it's a scary thing. See something, say something. That's the simplest way of looking at it. There were a lot of people doing just that, and she was in plain sight. And even in some of her videos, seemingly almost mocking those who were pointing out that maybe Ruby goes a little bit further than what we all think she does. Is there something broken there where, look, it seems like all the safeguards were in place, but still this didn't stop her?
It was a slow boiling frog.
Yeah.
Groupthink and a slow boiling frog. And when people start normalizing behavior at a gradual level, then by the time you realize, oh, like we do now, everyone's kind of, and I want to make sure people don't do this too, because this keeps people in a bad place because you start feeling shame on yourself. No, you know, she is the one that did the bad behavior. If you didn't see it around you, or you were, I won't say blind to it because that's placing blame. You weren't blind to it. You were in a slow boiling kettle and you didn't realize that you were being manipulated by her normalizing abnormal behavior gradually. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of examples throughout history of leaders of the world doing this to millions of people. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Don't hurt yourself psychologically over it. You know, what great leaders do, and you can lead yourself. What do you do about it now? All right, so I realize this. I have my aha moment. I won't let that happen again. And then you testify when you're called to testify. You're being open, honest, and transparent about what happened, because people have experienced this throughout their lives. We all have people that have taken advantage of us, that did the slow boil on us in abnormal behaviors. Hell, if anyone ever went through middle school, it's what middle schoolers do to each other all the time.
Exactly.
You know, and so, but that's what happened here. You know, you have a cult of more, you have a bunch of me-formers competing against each other. They say Ruby cut them off. I guarantee you Ruby was looking at their numbers all the time, because she was in competition in her own mind against them to better them, to make herself feel better, to make herself feel valued for whatever insecurity. Boy, look at me being a psychoanalyst here.
You're doing good. Keep going.
But, you know, but most from the limited data I have without an interview and without being a licensed professional, yeah, this is what the layman is seeing, is that this was someone who's battling to compete. And she slowly normalized abnormal behavior, and it went way too far.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.